When mosquitoes bite people, it's not a random thing. They're attracted to specific odors. Scientists at UC Davis have identified the main chemical that attracts the mosquito that spreads West Nile virus and other diseases. I'm joined by Walter Leal, Professor of Entomology at UC Davis. Walter, welcome back to Inside.
Thank you, Jeff. That's a pleasure to be here.
Why were you looking for this chemical that attracts mosquitoes? Why is it important to identify it?
We are interested to see how the mosquito transmits the West Nile virus, and they bite on birds that are infected, and they bite on humans, and they transfer the virus from one side to the other. And our major interest was to identify what are the chemicals that tell the mosquito where is the bird and where are humans. And we found a common chemical that's produced by both birds and humans, and those are the chemicals that the mosquitoes are attracted to.
I thought it was carbon dioxide that attracted mosquitoes.
Yes, carbon dioxide also attracts mosquitoes, but carbon dioxide is not the whole story. And we knew that because there are different levels of carbon dioxide emitted by different hosts, and yet mosquitoes are able to find those different hosts. So the idea would be that if there is another one producing more, they would go to that direction rather than the one that produced less. So there are some other additional signals, and when you put these two signals together, put carbon dioxide together with nonanal, then the signal enhanced dramatically, so indicated that this carbon dioxide is not the whole story.
Walter Leal of UC Davis, he and a colleague have identified the principal chemical in humans and birds that attracts the mosquito that spreads the West Nile virus. Say the chemical's name again, please.
Nonanal.
And
it's
what is that?
It's a simple compound.
Yeah, well, tell us what that is.
It's a very simple compound. It's a compound with an aldehyde functionality. It's a very simple compound that's produced by degradation product of the fats.
What's its function? What does it exist for in humans?
Well, we don't know exactly why we produce that, but we know that we produce that as a degradation product of oleic acid. However, the mosquito identified the signal, and it's very common in nature that something is produced without a particular function, and is taken as a signal from separate species.
Do we know if some people have more nonanal than others?
Yes, in the studies we analyzed different groups based on ethnicity, race, and we found different races. Myself, I'm very attractive to mosquitoes, at least to mosquitoes, and some others are not. For example, my colleague, Dr. Zain Said, who did the work together with me, we both can put our arm inside of a cage full of mosquitoes. The mosquitoes all come to me, do not come to him. And there are differences, but this might not be based on the amount of nonanal that I and the hen produce, but rather could it be some other natural repellent that some people produce and some people do not produce. And this question is still open to discussion.
So we know that the mosquitoes like carbon dioxide. We know that they like, or at least some of them like nonanal, but there could be other factors, other chemicals and so on that are attracting some mosquitoes and repelling others.
There might be some other chemical that might be work as a natural repellent. And some people like myself that are attractive to mosquitoes are defective in that repellent. That we do not know yet. But in general, everyone is producing this nonanal at a certain level, and they are all attractant in principle. But on the top of the attractant, it might be some repellent that makes this difference. And this very interesting question that everyone is asking, why some people are attracted, why some people are not.
How did you find out that the nonanal is so attractive to mosquitoes?
Well, we collected the smell from birds and we collected the smell from humans. And we pick up an antenna of the mosquito and they ask the mosquito, what do you like in this bouquet here? And the mosquitoes only respond to nonanal. There are lots of compounds out there. Humans produce an enormous amount of compounds, so does birds. But nonanal is the only compound that they like. And in case of birds, this was by far the largest compound produced.
What does nonanal smell like? Can humans smell it?
Yes, in high concentration you can smell. It's not very pleasant smell, but it's not very bad. Most aldehydes are like that. They don't smell too good.
In a brief summary of your research, I read that this is described as the dominant odor that attracts the certain kinds of mosquitoes. So that suggests that there are other odors that also attract them.
Well, we have to be always at the safe side because there might be some minor compounds that mosquitoes also are attracted to, but they do not detect to a level that we can perceive with those techniques that we use. But this is by far the most important compound because, as I said, we have hundreds of compounds and we subject the mosquito antenna to those compounds and they only go for that particular compound, so that no. So it's by far the major compound. But as in science, we always try to be at the safe side because we don't know if 10 years from now, 20 years from now, a new technique is going to become available and we could find another additional very minor compound that with the technique today is not possible to identify.
What do you think happens next? What will other scientists be able to do with these findings? Maybe come up with something that neutralizes the nonanol?
I think that the most obvious thing is to use this compound as an attractant for trapping. You know that there are various ways of managing the mosquito population, and one of the ways is to attract the mosquito and to trap them. This is done now with carbon dioxide, but carbon dioxide plus nonanol is a better lure. And in addition to that, nonanol is easier to make than carbon dioxide. You have to have always the supply of dry ice, which is very readily available in the United States, but not in other countries. So I'm assuming that the industry is going to be interested in this find to develop new trapping technologies.
Based on what you've found and what you know in general, what should people do, people who seem to attract mosquitoes, in your opinion, what should people do? And it sounds like you're one of those people.
They should do what I do. When I go out, it's summertime, and it's in the evening or early in the morning, I always use insect repellent. And the last year, as you recall, we have discovered the mode of action of the insect repellent, and the DEET is the most common one, and is still the most useful insect repellent that we have, and it protects people from a long period of time. So the best way is still to use insect repellent.
And finally, Walter, the mosquito we're talking about here is the genus called Culex, is that right?
That's right.
The genus is one step above species. It's a large grouping of mosquitoes, some of which transmit West Nile virus and other diseases.
Yeah, in California, these are the major carrier of the West Nile virus, a major problem for us. That's why our work was focused on Culex mosquitoes. Obviously, there are people more interested in the malaria mosquito, some others interested in the dengue mosquito, the yellow fever mosquito. We are in California, and we are interested in the Culex mosquitoes because they are a carrier of the West Nile virus. And throughout the world, they are a very important vector of other diseases like filaria. It's a very important species in many, it's one of the so-called neglected diseases.
Yes. Walter Leal, professor of entomology at UC Davis, he and a colleague have identified the chemical in humans, the main one that attracts the mosquito that spreads the West Nile virus and other serious illnesses. Walter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jeff.